One day, Roger sees a snake in his compound. He carries it home in a coconut shell. His grandmother is shocked to know that there is a snake inside the shell. His grandfather throws the shell away and tells Raja that creatures like snakes are dangerous. His grandparents worry about his safety. His grandfather tells him never to go near a snake again. Now, students, do you like playing with animals? Did you or anyone you know ever get scratched by a cat or bitten by a dog while playing? How did your parents react to this? Raja is curious about creatures like snakes and bees. In the evening, when he tries to catch a bee, he gets stung. He runs for help to his grandmother and shows her the sting. She immediately thinks that it is a snake bite. His grandfather looks at the bite and thinks exactly the same thing. He picks him up and runs to the house of a man who he believes can help them. Raja does not get a chance to tell anyone that he has been bitten by a bee and not a snake. Sometimes people misunderstand and react to a situation without listening or asking questions. Has this ever happened to you? When you fall ill or get hurt, you usually go to a doctor if you live in a city or a town. But in most villages, doctors are not easily available. So villagers usually go to the village medicine man for help. This is what happens with Raja too. Raja's grandparents think that the bee sting on his finger is a snake bite. His grandfather picks him up and runs across the fields to the house of a medicine man. The medicine man convinces them that Raja's life is in danger because of the poisonous snake bite. Raja's finger stops hurting before the medicine man gives him any treatment. But Raja does not tell anyone this. The medicine man makes Raja's grandparents believe that Raja is safe because of his treatment and mantras. Raja's grandfather thanks the medicine man by giving him gifts. But Raja knows that the old man is a liar and has fooled everybody.